are live. I have so much to say. I could talk about this particular topic for hours and hours and hours, and I'm going to try not to do that. But what I want to preface this with, or how I want to start this off, is yesterday I was having a conversation with my client about, of course, Taylor's new album. And we were just talking about, and I made a post about this, just understanding the different purposes for different things that we all as artists, as entrepreneurs create. And I was saying, like, my personal opinion of this album is I love the album, right? I love everything that she does. Is it my favorite album of everything that she's done? No, definitely not. I feel like it's probably a little bit longer than it needed to be. And again, like, I love all of the songs, but it just doesn't feel as cohesive as an album as a lot of her other stuff has. And, you know, the Swifties, like, don't come for me. Like, I just, again, I love it, but it's not my favorite. And I was saying that the thing that I do love about it so much is that it feels really clear that this album was written for her. This was not an album that she was intending to be this like huge commercial success. It wasn't something that was going to get a lot of new Swifties in. Swifties, can we collectively agree that if we're telling somebody to like check out Taylor Swift, we're sending them to Folklore, we're sending them to Midnights, we're not sending them to this album because there's a lot that like you're not going to appreciate or understand. Like you can't be a casual Taylor Swift listener and appreciate her the way that her fans do. Like hearing little lines that she used in this album and they were used four albums ago to say something different and that being so intentional. You can't appreciate that or understand that unless you've been a long-term listener of hers. And so again, I just say that because it felt very refreshing in listening to it, that it felt really clear to me that this album was not so she could get a bunch of new fans. This album was not so that she could, you know, win all the awards. I would be shocked if this got album of the year. I don't think that this was the purpose of this particular album. And I said this yesterday, but like, if I know her, like I think I do. It's cool to see that like for the first time, it seems as though she doesn't care. Like she's somebody who is very much into the awards, into the numbers, whatever. It feels like a much more unhinged version of her. And again, that's refreshing to see. But if we're going back and we're talking about business here, the reason that this was coming up is because I was explaining to my client that it's so important for each and every one of us to understand that our businesses are going to go in waves, and it's always up to us to decide what kind of mode we are in at any given point. And so I was explaining to her the Lady Gaga rule, and I wanted to talk to you about it here. But number one, the first thing that I want to say is that one of the most important questions that I want all of you to ever ask yourself when it comes to what the right decision is in terms of what I should talk about or what I should sell right now, the question is, what is the most important thing to me right now? And that right now part is really, really, really important because there are moments in my business as an entrepreneur, as somebody who has been doing this for a long time, there are moments where I just want to create something that is just coming from my heart, that is just me being a little bit more unhinged, a little bit more unfiltered. I'm just saying what comes to mind. I'm just letting it be a little more organic, a little bit more flowy. And it's just for the purpose of like connecting with my people. There are those moments that I really feel like I need those things to sell, to create, to experience with you that allow me to feel, again, fulfilled. And it feels like the more artistic part of me is being honored when I do those things. And that's great. And that thing can happen. But I'm not going to launch that thing or do that thing if I'm also sitting there being like, I really need to make X amount of dollars. I really need to bring in a brand new audience. I really need to capture people in the easiest way possible. I'm not going to do necessarily the obscure, the abstract, the overly creative thing when I'm in a place where I really want to bring in money. When I really want to bring in money, or I'm not even that I really want to bring in money, but like I know that I'm going to command money, I'm going to focus on the things that, number one, have been the most tried and true in my business, the things that I know sell over and over again because they're the most mainstream concepts and they've been proven, but also the things that I know really appeal to the masses and the masses in terms of what they desire. And so if we talk about the Lady Gaga rule, I've said this for years, and obviously Lady Gaga is not the only artist that kind of like has done this, but I'm using her as an example here. But if we think back to when Lady Gaga launched her career, I want to say that was like 2008 when she was, you know, playing on our radio and a lot of us became familiar with her. Her first two singles were Poker Face and I can't believe I keep forgetting the name of it. I just literally looked it up because I don't know why I can't remember this. Just Dance. Jesus. Just Dance and Poker Face were her first two singles. If we listen to either one of those songs, they are incredibly poppy. They are incredibly easy listening, right? They're not something that feels super unfamiliar or super different or super creative. They're good, catchy songs, but they're simple songs. And she came out with those songs, obviously, to build an audience, to get people paying attention to her, to have people finding out who the fuck Lady Gaga was. She didn't come out the gate wearing a meat dress, right? Like, she didn't come out of the gate doing more obscure things. She was in a position where she put herself out there, again, gave people something that was very palatable, something easy to listen to, something easy to digest. And then as she had fans, as she had people paying attention to her, she had the freedom, she had the opportunity to start going a little bit off the deep end, a little bit more left field. And of course, a lot of people were disgusted by the meat dress, to use that example. But there were a lot of people who liked her even more because they saw that weirdness coming out, but she didn't start with that weirdness. And so again, for all of you, what I want you to understand is that most of the people that I work with are, generally speaking, you're not people who want to just do one-on-one work. You're people who want to sell to the masses. You want 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 people buying your offers. And if we're attempting to sell to the masses, especially if we're doing it in this cold way, like nobody knows you yet or nobody's paying attention to you yet, the more palatable and the more easy to digest you can make something, the more easy it's going to be to say yes to you. And I want to say this again, that's where that question comes into play, where the question is always, what is the most important thing to you right now? Because if you want to sit there and you want to get on your high horse and you want to be like, I'm not creating things for the masses, I'm not creating these, you know, boring things that everybody's saying, and not that it has to be that way if it's more mainstream, but I hope you understand what I'm saying here, that the more mainstream something is, the more palatable it has to be for the masses. Those things that are overly creative, that are overly different, and that have to be really explained, or there's all this nuance to it, it's generally speaking not going to be the thing that is absorbed and appreciated by everybody. And I think that we got to this space in the online world especially, that, you know, if we're looking years ago, I feel like the overall theme or the overall kind of advice being given to so many of us was like, do whatever you want. You are the niche. Talk about whatever you want. Sell whatever you want. You don't have to be the expert. Like, you can kind of like follow your passion, follow what it is that you want to actually do and say. And I think that there's validity to that. While at the same time, I think collectively it got a little out of hand and everybody felt like they were entitled to talk about and to sell every little thing. And I think that worked for a while. Again, if we're going back to like 2020, everyone's stuck in their houses, everybody's buying courses, everybody's watching live videos all day long. And I think that we've reached this place where it's not as easy to attempt to be a jack of all trades. It's not as easy to sell things that have to be explained in a lot of depth and then try to get people to understand all of that depth when they're just watching your Instagram reels, when they're just watching, you know, reading your posts or reading your emails. Something that requires a lot more explanation is going to be something that doesn't sell, not as, I don't want to say as well, but it doesn't sell to as many people as, again, the more mainstream concepts do. And so I'm bringing all of this up today because I think it's so deeply important that each and every one of you, not that you necessarily niche, like that's not what I'm suggesting, because I know a lot of you recoil when I say the word niche. It's not about you having a niche, but it is about you knowing where your bread and butter is and where your bread is buttered, if you will, and what sells the most easily for you and the best for you, and understanding that those are going to be the things that you use as top of funnel type of things. That's where you are going to focus your audience growth efforts. That's where you're going to have your biggest launches. That's where you're going to have your programs that are the most expensive types of things. That's where you're going to make a bulk of your money. And again, that's where, again, if we're looking at Taylor Swift, it's a situation where, okay, most of her stuff, like her singles, they're a little bit more commercial, right? Like it's something that is very palatable for the masses. And then you're going to have those moments where your artistic side takes over. But I don't want for so many of you to be in this position where you're allowing yourself to like decide that you're going to do something obscure, decide that you're going to do something different. And I see a lot of you do it in moments where you're burnt out, where you're exhausted, where you really need the sales to come in. And then you kind of have this huge letdown of a moment because you explored, you try to do something different, and it falls flat on its face. Again, if any of you have been doing this for a year, 2 years, 3 years, you should be in a position where you know what sells and what sells the best. The other way that I've said this many times is like, it's the cauliflower and the mac and cheese, right? You might with your kids, A kid wants mac and cheese, but you know that they need the vegetables. So that might be a situation where you puree up the cauliflower and you put it inside of the mac and cheese and you hide it in there. And I'm not suggesting that in like this icky way of like, well, I do mean that we want to sell people what they want and give them what they need. That doesn't mean that we're not giving them what we sold them, because that's shitty and we always want to honor ourselves. But just like I was talking about last week, or yeah, it was last week on the show, but like, the 500K sales system, my signature program, I know why people buy that program. There are lots of little conversations that come up during 500K. There are lots of nuances to it. There are lots of concepts that I think are really important to honor when it comes to that overall concept. But I know that people don't buy 500K sales system for boundaries, as an example, or they're not buying it based on, you know, the energetic principles that actually matter when it comes to growing your audience. They're buying it for the how. So I'm going to make sure that when I'm selling it, when I'm talking about it, when I'm promoting it, I'm focused on the mac and cheese of it all. I'm focused on the Lady Gaga singles of it all. And then the meat dress, the cauliflower, is kind of folded in when it comes to giving people what they need to be delivered in the program. But again, all of you need to know and understand what it is your, what your money making stuff is. And again, I think so many of us are in this position where we, like I said, not only feel this need to make sure that our businesses are evolving and growing the way that we are, but I think a lot of us have been sold on this concept that like we should monetize everything, or everything that we care about or everything that we're passionate about should be something that is actually incorporated into our businesses. And I'm always working on this and understanding that like, okay, my concepts like 500K sales system, show up and blow up, those are the things that make me the most money historically. And yes, I want to explore other things. So I can offer something like when I did the Impact Boot Camp a few weeks ago, that felt a little bit more, I mean, it was still pretty straightforward, but it felt like something that was a little bit more meat dress, if you will, of me. I can do those things because I feel like it, but I'm not going to do that when I'm in a mode of like, I want to hit my biggest goal ever, or I'm not going to be in a position where I'm expecting everything to perform the same. Right? I have to know what performs the best and what my people want the most, instead of just doing whatever I want whenever I want. So I think the other part of this is, and I feel like I've kind of made this point already, but I want to kind of revisit it. This is the same thing with audience growth. It does not make sense for me to attempt to grow my audience. Like, let's say if I'm doing Facebook ads, let's say that I'm doing, I don't know, a masterclass. Let's say I'm doing just Instagram content in general. If I was the more, most of you who have, like, who are here, who have bought from me, who know me, you don't buy from me, especially first, for the more mindset or energetic type of things. Most of you buy from me because of like the hard hitting sales system, give and ask, how your intentionally monetized platforms, the straightforward types of things that I do. As we get to know each other, especially depending on the person, that's where we're in a situation where we go a lot deeper. Like, I have one client that I've worked with for a really long time, and our conversations go to everything from, you know, her health to her marriage. But because we have that relationship, we can go a little bit deeper. And she knows me, she trusts me, I know her, I trust her. So we can go to different layers with the conversations. Whereas me talking about health or her marriage, that's not what I do. Like, that's not my area of expertise. That's not something that I'm going to attempt to build my audience with. So if I am, again, going back to the whole, like, if I'm running Facebook ads, if I'm running a masterclass that I'm using and intending to actually build my audience and get new people into my world, it does not make sense to be talking about everything or all of those deeper or more layered things. It is always going to make more sense for me to lead with the, again, the Lady Gaga singles, the things where it's like that mac and cheese kind of vibe, where it's a more mainstream type of offering, then people can grow with me. And I just want to stress to all of you that I don't care what you do. I don't care if you are a health coach, a life coach, whatever. There is a way for you to make your knowledge and your expertise and your stories more mainstream and more applicable to the masses. And I think a lot of you have stories around, well, I'm not a business coach, so I can't talk about these things in a tangible way. And I really am here to call bullshit on that, because for all of you, with whatever you do, there are people out there who want your work. But if you are attempting to talk about everything you do in all of the layers and in all of the depth that you do, it's impossible to attract people and make them understand what it is that you do. To say this another way, for many years, my whole philosophy has been customers over cash. And as well, that we get to sell all the things at all the price points, right? Like, I'm not somebody who is, somebody on the Show Up and Blow Up call just asked me this around, like, how do you decide, you know, if you're looking at your offer suite, how do you decide where there's like a missing hole in your, like, in your prices? And I've never looked at it that way. Like, I've never been in a position where I'm like, oh, I want to have, you know, this price thing. It's just not the way that I go about it. The way that I view it is like, I want to sell all the things at all the price points, and at any given offer, any given thing that I'm selling, I'm very clear on who that offer is for, what the price point is, why I'm behind that particular thing, and then I just move on to the next thing. I sell all the things. The way I've done this for years, and I don't know why, but it just like makes a lot of sense to me with my hands. And I'm always like, we bring the people into our world, we show up for the people, we sell to the people. Like, that's all that's really required to create a successful online business, letting it all add up in our favor. And so again, I'm saying it that way because it's not about, okay, getting it all right in the proper order of like selling this thing and then this thing in this price point and then selling that thing. Like, I'm not obsessed about the customer journey. I'm not obsessed about dictating the customer journey. I'm here to bring all the people into my world, show up for all the people, sell to all the people, and they will pick the thing that's right to buy when they do. And none of that is my business. And so again, I'm saying it that way because your job here in so many of your businesses is to allow yourself to explore the things that you want to sell and share at different price points, different types of containers, but also understanding which of those things is going to attract the most people. So most people start with me. They start with Show Up and Blow Up. They start with 500K sales system. Those things that have lots of testimonials, that have this like proven method behind it, that's it's very like just succinct and clear in terms of how I operate in those programs. Those are the things that are easiest to say yes to. Then there are the people who don't buy from me again. Then there are the people who want to go further. There are the people who want to go way further and talk about all of the other, you know, things that are going on in terms of mindset, hiring people, the list goes on and on. But I know, again, where my bread is buttered and what things people are going to say yes to first. And then if people want to go further on the journey, they can. And I hope I'm making sense here because I feel like I see so many of you not understanding that concept and trying to sell everybody everything all the time and not sticking and not understanding what your core things are that sell and sell well and sell easily for you. And I feel like I've said this every episode so far, but like, I don't want to be in this place where I'm talking about any of this from this place of fear and scarcity, like, oh, nobody's buying right now, whatever. While at the same time, I think it would be ignorant of me to not acknowledge that just the way that people are buying, the amount that people are buying is different than it was a few years ago. And again, I always want to be here to, like, I don't know, be that dose of reality for you and not be in denial about that. Like, I think it would be doing you a disservice to not acknowledge that. So while that is the reality, in my view, in my opinion, it makes it that much more important for you to understand and have this deep knowing of what gets you paid. And another way that I want to say this is that if we look at, and many of you have heard this before, but if we look at something like the 500K sales system and Show Up and Blow Up, those two programs are very similar. They're very similar. They exist because, number one, when I, you know, got restarted in 2017, I started making money again. I went on this process of like showing up and blowing up for myself over the course of 30 days, really showing up live every single day, selling lots of things. And the 500K sales system, I called it 30 Days to a Simple Sales System back then, but that was the program that came out first because I had established the sales system for myself and I wanted to teach people exactly how I did it, what I was doing on a weekly basis. And that program evolved and it grew and it became a much bigger program over the years based on just me learning how to do all of it. Then I created Show Up and Blow Up, which is basically just a mini version of 500K sales system. And that's more of like a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Let's get started. Let's get moving. Here are the basics that you could show up and blow up over the course of 30 days. Both of those programs are incredibly similar, but they serve very different purposes. And I'm proud of the fact that I'm not just selling you two things that do exactly the same thing. Again, they serve very different purposes. But most of my income over the years have come from those two programs. I've created lots more programs. Most of my money has come from those programs. And again, I'll say it again. I want you to have those bread and butter concepts understood in your business instead of being in this position where fewer people are buying, fewer people are spending X amount of dollars the way that they used to. I saw a post yesterday. I don't even know who it was because I was like at a red light when I saw the post. But somebody wrote something about how a few years ago, they bought like a 4K masterclass and like it sucked. She's like, that's my problem for buying a 4K masterclass. And I just think that's like amazing in and of itself. Just the way I can't imagine dropping 4K in a masterclass. Like I can't fucking imagine. And like I have the money. I've invested myself deeply and heavily, but like 4K on a masterclass, that's insane. I might have a few years ago. I might have a few years ago. Again, I just think the landscape and just how people were buying and selling was a little bit different. And so again, you understanding that not all of your stuff is created equally, not all of your stuff is as easy to buy as the next thing. I'm never going to, like I created a program at one point called 30 Days to Fund Flow and Funds. And it was like 30 days of audios and it was just really whatever I wanted to talk about, right? Like I was just kind of trying to get people into the mode of, okay, once you're having more fun in your business, once things feel a little bit more flowy, you do make more money. And I thought that was a great program. I sold it for like $197. It came with calls. Like it was still very like underpriced for what it was. But again, that's an example to me of a more abstract thing. That was never going to be the thing that somebody buys from me first. That was never going to be the thing that makes me most of my money. And it's my job as a business owner to know that and understand that. So again, if I want to launch a course like that, fine, cool, do it. But it's not going to be the biggest money maker. And I, like I said, I want more of you in this place where you understand what your biggest money makers are so that you're not banging your head up against the wall, A, creating too many things and them not making the money that you want them to make, but B, having something to fall back on and having something to be known for. And like I said, if we use the example of Taylor, if you want to have a little bit more freedom, if you want to go a little bit more abstract, if you want to sell something just because it's in your heart and you want to share it with your people, do that. Great. That's fine. But let's not fucking do that when you're in a moment where you're like, I need the money. That so many of you are setting yourselves up for disasters in that way because you are wreaking havoc on your nervous system, just in the sense that you're like stressing yourself out, you're doing something that's unfamiliar, you have to do all this work to get behind it, instead of just being like, oh, I do this thing really well. Most of my audience comes through because of this. Most of my people buy for the first time because of this. People love this thing. Let me just figure out maybe different ways to sell this particular thing, right? Again, 500K and show up and blow up. That's where I understood and I knew that that concept was a really powerful one. And I knew that there was room for me to create it in two separate ways that still serve two separate purposes, but still amplifying what I did best. And more importantly, the thing that my people buy the most easily. And again, that exists for all of you. And so I just wanted to share that with you and remind you of this and hopefully make your life easier, make money making easier, because I feel like so often I see so many of you who are making it so much harder than it needs to be. And I think it so often it comes from this place of, again, like I'm not enough or I have to do more things. I have to be more creative. And there's something really fun and cool like about getting paid easily. And so again, I'm sure if we go back to the Lady Gaga rule, she's an incredibly talented, creative person. I'm willing to bet that those first singles felt a little boring to her. They felt a little mainstream. They felt a little bit like, I'm so much more than this. But it was a smart and strategic move to actually put those things out first and then to expand from there. And I think a lot of you are trying to expand and show off every aspect of you before you've gotten that solid foundation or you have that solid foundation like in your rotation, right? You're pulling it out of your back pocket when you want to up your income. I think that's hurting a lot of you. And again, I could explain this in 50 different ways, just using music and artists as an example, because I was saying this on my Show Up and Blow Up call, but like, I feel like from a very young age, I understood the music industry in the sense of like, I would have friends being like, oh, you know, is this person going on tour? I'm like, no, of course they're not going on tour. Like they don't have a new album yet. Like this is the way that it's going to work. Like I always understood the order or the cycle that like artists were doing things in and when it came to singles, so on and so forth. And obviously it's not as formulaic now, but I think it's funny because I feel like it lends itself to what I do now, and just understanding the importance of being smart and strategic around what you offer and when and who's going to buy what, instead of treating it all like it's created equally, because it's not. Let me know if you have questions. But I want to say two things. Number one, Impact, my mastermind, my brand new mastermind, doors closed for that on Friday. And this is something I'm really excited about because it's really we can talk about whatever you want, but it is a content heavy mastermind. I feel like I'm working with a lot of people right now on messaging, the messaging behind their offers, the messaging of what they're saying to sell their offers. And does this all connect? Does this align? Especially when we're talking about, okay, what's going to sell to the masses, what is not going to. And I wanted to create something that allowed me to help you in a more hands-on way with this. And I had been playing around with it for a while, and I feel like I finally got it right, which is why I launched it now. I wanted to do it a bit ago. But to me, Impact is all about helping you really step it up with your content, right? To me, we focus on content and messaging on an offer by offer basis based on what it is that we're selling. So I'm there to support you on every layer of that, right? What it is you're actually selling, I can help you with your offer and make sure that that feels aligned. What are we doing to sell your offer? What's the sales system? What's the plan? What is the content? We have weekly group hot seat coaching calls where everybody gets about 10 minutes with me every Friday. But then you also have 30-minute one-on-one calls with me every single month, which feels like a really big deal. And then also we have the thing, I'm actually excited about this, which I'm surprised at myself for being excited about it, because normally, not that I hate checking sales pages, but I have this tendency to like hate when people are like, oh, can you just check this real quick? And I'm like, no, like checking a sales page is not something you do quickly. It's this thing where you want to really like read and understand the messaging and the overall offer. Like it's not something you do quickly. And so I was trying to figure out a way to do that. Normally I only do that for one-on-one clients. I was trying to figure out a way to do it for a bigger group. And so we have feedback office hours every single Tuesday, which to me is worth the price of the entire mastermind alone, like no bullshit. Every Tuesday at, I think it's 12 p.m., but it doesn't matter if you can come live or not. You can submit a sales page, submit, okay, here are the emails that I'm sending for my launch, whatever it is, and I'll get through as much as possible on Zoom and give you feedback. And that's where I'm sitting there being like, okay, change the subject line, or this part of your, you know, the impact statement of your sales page, it could make more sense or it could be more powerful. Again, worth the cost of the mastermind alone. And then we're gonna have custom content and things like that. And so the price is $1,000 a month or $5,500 paid in full for 6 months, which is a fucking steal. I kind of think I'm a little bit crazy for doing it at that price, but totally a fucking steal. We have a few spots left. And so sourdayshjana.com, if you're interested in that, obviously if you have questions, let me know. The other thing I want to say, and I haven't promoted this at all, but tomorrow we're doing an audience growth masterclass inside of Show Up and Blow Up. I've been doing more regular masterclasses just for them. And so if that's something you are working on with your content, I know all of you are working on audience growth. We're going to talk a lot about that tomorrow. And so Show Up and Blow Up Collective is something worth checking out, because again, I'm not just saying that, but the cost of the masterclass, or like getting in to Show Up and Blow Up Collective, and if you only got the masterclass, the price is worth every penny, let alone you get so much more in Show Up and Blow Up Collective, like weekly group calls, the actual Show Up and Blow Up program, so on and so forth. And so sourdayshjana.com, you'll see the tab up top for Show Up and Blow Up Collective. Obviously, if you can't find it or anything, let me know. But yeah, that's what I wanted to say today. And I'll talk to you guys soon. I hope you enjoyed this episode, and if you did, I would really, really, really appreciate it if you took the time to rate, review, and subscribe. It really helps the show a ton, and I would be super grateful.